20th pack of Shabbos, Mishnah Gimel, containing certain halachas, Nageya to Boyer and Tircha, and making foods on Shabbos. And Shermes, Chilpis, Tapoishim. One is not allowed to soak from some type of sharp root or the like. You're not allowed to do that in the warm water. And the mice, you're not allowed to do that cold water, because one explanation is that this was used for medicinal purposes and it looks like you're preparing a medicine. Another explanation is that it's a tefillah, which is not necessary for Shabbos. But you put this chilpis into the vinegar, that was a thing that is not a big tefillah, and healthy people would also eat it, and it's not considered being involved in the food. And shemet ha-kashinim. Kashinim is some type of animal fodder. What they do is they pour water into it, and the stones will float to the top. That is also considered an act of bravery. You can't say that bravery is only for acts physically removing it. If I do some process which is going to cause the soil to float on the top, that is bravery, which is very possible used as a right to bravery. So if you wash off something that has soil mixed into it, it can be a problem of bravery. So if you have a fruit and you just wash it off, so sometimes it's clean anyway, it's not considered bar at all. Even if it has a little dirt on it, so you're washing the dirt which is on the outside of it, and that, as long as you're doing it for immediate use, it is permitted. Yeah. You have to be careful though, it shouldn't be a matzah that you're taking something that has all kinds of, let's say, dirt mixed into some type of mixture, and you hold it over the water so that the dirt should come out. That would be barred, which is also because using the water to get rid of the undesirable part, which is mixed into the oichel, not just sitting on top of it, on the side of it. Yeah, v'loy shofim oichel. These kashinim, you should not rub them to get the peel off, because that's some type of boyer. Have a nice matech hakabara tach hakakola. You're allowed, if you want to move it from one place to the next, you're allowed to put it in a sifter and use it as something that's going to move it, because your intent over here is not to buy it. You just want to get it from where you're storing it to the animal or wherever else you want to get to. There's a chiddush over here that your intent is not to do buy it, but lemaisa, some of the stuff is going to fall down. It's a type of buy it. So there's two ways of understanding it. You can either understand it that it's not a particular issue. It may not definitely happen, therefore you're not mechaven to it. But many of the Rishonim say that even if it is a situation, but over here, since it's clear that your act is not, you have no intention, you don't need the benefit of the fact that some of the stuff is going to fall out. Your whole intention is just to move from one place to the other. That's not considered an act of boyer at all, and it's permitted. Please, never gavim mokum gavod b'shul sheyer hamos. Says if you do have, you shouldn't put it in a certain high place so that the undesirable part will fall off and come off. Once again, this is all acts of boyer. That's what we said before. That you could also carry this from one place to the other in that kli, since your intent is not to do the act of boyer. Your intent is just to move from one place to the next. That's not considered an act of boyer, it's permitted.